This is the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 4.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus went throughout Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom and curing every disease and every sickness among the people. So his fame spread throughout all Syria, and they brought to him all the sick, those who were afflicted with various diseases and pains, demoniacs, epileptics, and paralytics, and he cured them. And great crowds followed him from Galilee, the Decapolis, Jerusalem, Judea, and from beyond the Jordan. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him. Then he began to speak, and he taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Blessed. There's a word repeated over and over again in that passage that we just heard, and that is how we usually translate it in English. But I wonder if we might hear it in a few other languages this evening besides. If you know the Beatitudes in a language other than English, what is the word that Jesus uses here again and again? What is the word that you know in this passage? I invite you to actually say it aloud. We hear Anyau's voice in there too. I wish we had the time and space to look at each one of those words a little bit more closely. I'm sure every one of them has something to offer here. They are all trying to catch the sense of what Jesus is saying. Because the word that Jesus uses over and over in this passage is a tricky one to translate. It's a common word in Greek, used in lots of contexts and places, and the most direct translation is happy. That sounds a little bit thin to most of us when it comes to this passage, so the vast majority of English versions go with blessed. Another English version, which I like very much, is greatly honored. Every time and culture has its own set of beatitudes, its predominant ways of naming who is honored, who is favored. Our time is no exception, of course, and I think our predominant list goes something like this. Blessed are the rich, for they can buy happiness. Blessed are the powerful, for they will get what they want. Blessed are the flashy, for they will be seen. Blessed are the privileged, for their path will be smooth. Blessed are the ruthless, for they will reach the top. Sound familiar? It's a strong list and a ubiquitous one, articulated and rehearsed in 1,000 different ways all around us day after day. It's in the air we breathe, and it can seem absolute, fixed, nearly impossible to argue with or to challenge. And yet, Jesus does. He articulates an entirely different set of blessings. He insists on speaking favorably about people who are most often seen as awfully far from divine favor. The poor in spirit, those who mourn, the meek, the merciful, the persecuted. These folks are favored. They are greatly honored. They are blessed. Last week we heard that Jesus began his teaching. The first things he said were these words: "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." We commonly think of repenting as naming all of the bad things that we've done, confessing individual sins, and that can certainly be part of it. But the Greek word for repent means literally change your mind. Look at this new thing that's happening. Let it sink in. Let it change you. Wrap your mind around this. And these blessings before us make it clear what Jesus is talking about. His words describe an entirely different way of looking at the world and at what truly matters. Those who are scorned, trampled, ignored, set aside, those who are working for what's right, even and especially behind the scenes, without fanfare or recognition, they are favored. They are worthy of attention. They are the sorts of folks Jesus will be found with and among. They are precious in God's sight. Let this sink in, he says. Don't just hear it. Don't just read it. Let this change the way you see your neighbors and the world. Let this shake up your values. Let this reorder your priorities. Wrap your mind around this. In that spirit, we are going to pray with the Beatitudes now. We'll read a few of them and then pause. Then read a few more and pause again. Let this strange set of blessings, this strange and countercultural way of seeing the world, sink in, and let it pray in you. Maybe one or more of these blessings tonight describe where you find yourself right now. If that's so, hear God's promise for you, the promise that you are seen, that you are honored, that you are never beyond God's care. Other blessings may bring to mind others, people you know or communities you are concerned about today. Hear God's promise for them. There will be 3 pauses. You're invited to come and light a candle at either of these stations during any of them. And if you wish, you can then pray at the altar here for as long as you wish. While some come forward, the rest of us are invited to sing quietly. The light will grow, a glowing testimony to all those people, often forgotten, often overlooked, whom Jesus honors, whom Jesus insists, now and always, on blessing. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are those who mourn. Blessed are the meek. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. Blessed are the merciful. Blessed are the pure in heart. Blessed are the peacemakers. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake.